host, David Yanez, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. I pray that God is moving in some wondrous way for you. I hope the stories that we share ignite your day, ignite your faith, make things a little easier every day. I pray that God moves in miraculous way and wondrous ways for you, because he's a miraculous and wonderful God, and he's able to do amazing and wonderful things for you. I trust that as you watch and you mix what I teach you with faith, you mix it with faith, that God will make something happen for you on your behalf. I know that I've traveled many, many places, and I always recite that scripture, and I just lost it right now where it's at, but I'll find it in a little bit, and I'll read it to you. But it is important that whatever is taught to you, whether it's through me or someone else, or however you read the word and listen to the word, that you mix it with faith, that you make faith a part of it, that you make faith react in your life. Because when you mix with the word of God with faith, it changes your life. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Many times I've traveled in Kenya and just abroad, and I've seen God just do amazing, amazing things, great miracles that I've seen. There's this lady in Katy, Texas that we're preaching a service now. She wasn't saved. A friend in an office said, hey, why don't you come to service, and I'm sure God will heal your hands. She had these enormously crooked, looked like crazy straw hands. They looked like crazy straws, and they were just bent and moved all over, twisted. And she had me, she came to service to hear me preach. They have a monthly healing service. I happened to be the preacher that night. I looked at her hand. I looked at her as I preached. And when I looked at her, she had the biggest blue eyes, this elderly lady, biggest blue eyes. And the whole time I preached, she never blinked. I'm serious. The whole time I'm preaching, she never blinks. And I'm saying, Lord, I know she's receiving. I know she's going to get her miracles. Well, at the time, I don't know what her miracle is that she needs. I'm just preaching. Her hands are down when I'm praying and for the people and preaching for the people. Then finally, I ask her to come up to get prayed for. She doesn't say a word. Not one word. She doesn't say one word. She comes up there, and she looks at me, and she brings her hands to me, all crooked, mangled, moving around. I looked at these hands, really severely arthritic hands. I grabbed these hands, and I don't know if they were supposed to or if they weren't, but I squeezed them down. I squeezed them down like that, and I held my hands over them like this, and I blew on them, and I anointed them. And I said, open your hands. So she opened her hands. Now, she has not yet uttered a word to me. She opened her hands, and they were slightly less painful. In fact, they started to shape a little better. They weren't completely healed yet. They were starting to shape a little better. And she goes, ooh. That's the only words I've heard from her. I said, let's do it again. I want you to, on your own power, close your fists. And she really struggled to close them. I put my hand over her again, believing, saying God will touch her. God will move greatly on her behalf. God's healing's on her. She's mixing the word that I preach with faith. God's about to do something for her. As I held her hands like this, we opened them again. As we opened them again, they were a little better. Well, you get where I'm going. A little better. We did a couple more times. A little better. A little better. So then I felt in my spirit, how about you just praise the Lord? Clap your hands to the Lord. And as she clapped her hands to the Lord, you would see her whole hand start to change right in front of you. The swollenness, the crookedness, all started to dissipate. It all started to leave. And her hands were beginning, as she clapped, to get straighter and straighter and straighter and straighter. God did that. But she came in there believing that God would do something. And mix what I taught with faith. Mix what I taught with faith. And God did an amazing, amazing, amazing thing for her. Changed some things for her in her life. It's a beautiful, beautiful testimony. Beautiful testimony of seeing God move. Seeing God move. And then I had a service, I think the month before. I had a lady that came to the service. Now, she came to the service, I think, I don't know how long after my Sid Roth episode aired. And she said that the minute I prayed, and she came to testify in my building. That's all she came to do, was testify in my building. She said the minute I prayed that for backs, when I was on the show, her back got healed instantly. Instantly, that very second, her back got healed while she reached for the television. So she came just to tell me that her back got healed. I guess what I'm saying is, if you mix with faith the things that you hear, that God's going to do something. If you put faith behind it, God will make something happen, whatever you put behind your faith. When you trust God, truly trust God, believing in Him, that He would do this, and He's faithful to finish to the very end, things are going to happen. So she came just to tell me that God had healed her. It's amazing. I love when people come and just tell me that God has healed them through something that we did or ministry that we're doing. It's a wonderful, wonderful testimony to see that happen. It's wonderful. But in that same service, when a lady testified about God healing her while I was on Sid Roth, now get this, I recorded the Sid Roth episode 8 months before it aired. Maybe 9 months. So it was recorded, cut in studio, and it was live broadcast. It was broadcast out in August. I recorded in November. In August, she's seen this. So faith was already attached to it on my end. I put faith behind it, just like you're watching this broadcast, whether you're watching it live or streaming it. You're watching it, but the same faith is on it that is in this room right now. The faith behind it will move it forward. The faith behind it will bring your miracle. When you mix what I teach with faith, it happens. It happens. God moves. God does wonderful things. So saying all that, believing all that, trusting all that, I'm believing right now that God's going to do some miracles for you. Well, in that same service, that exact same service, when this lady testified about her healing, and there's a lady I seen come, she came after the healing service. You know, we would feed people in my building, we would feed people after the healing service. And most of those people wouldn't even leave the sanctuary because God's presence was so strong. They were just enjoying each other, visiting with each other. And the food was ready, really good food, Cajun food most of the time. And I had a Cajun friend that does a lot of Cajun cooking, so it was the best way to feed everybody. And nobody would leave. But this lady came walking in through the reception area, all the way to the sanctuary. I see her walking in. She has her purse. She's just walking right to me. And she goes, "Dr. Yannis, I just want to talk to you for a minute." I said, "Sure." She goes, "Last year, around this time, we came to your service when it was in a different building. My whole family, when we got home, was healed. Everybody. We got home in the van. We weren't even talking about it until we got off the van at the house. And it's like we were healed. Backaches, arm aches, just regular body pain. Everybody felt their healing." So I know you're a man of faith, and I know that when you preach, if we put our faith with your faith, things happen. Now, I missed the service. I was tied up in traffic, but I know that you're a man of God. My grandmother is at home right now. She's at home, and she's in pain, and we need to pray that she God heal her. She's had a stroke. Doctor said she's not going to be able to do a few things anymore, and one of the things she enjoyed doing was cooking, and she can't do that anymore. She's just laying in bed in pain, paralyzed partially on her face and her arm. Can you pray? I believe right now that if you pray, that my grandmother will be healed. So I got her hand and said, "According to your faith, let it be released. Let God do the miracles that we both request in faith. In Jesus' name, we command this grandmother to be healed and cooking by the time you get home. Amen." Simple prayer. Very simple prayer. Do you know that I had an email from her maybe a few days later that when she got home, her grandmother was completely healed. No more symptoms of a stroke, and she was even cooking one of her favorite meals when she arrived. God is able to. God is able to when we mix it with faith. God is able to. God is able to do wondrous, wondrous things when we mix it with faith. So we're just going to trust God. We'll see you in just a few minutes. We're going to go to a few quick infomercials about what our ministry is.
Hi, this is David Yannis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Roth Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Gannis, and I am excited about what God's been doing. We've been talking about mixing with faith. I found the scripture that I told you about, and I know that God's going to bless you with it. Let me read it to you right now. It is Hebrews 4:2. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them." Did not profit them. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Let's read it again. "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." You see, I can preach all I want, and you can hear all you want, but unless you put the two together with faith, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen if you don't mix it with faith. There was a lady that emailed me quite some time ago, at least 3 years ago, I think. And she emailed, just said, "Can you pray for my daughter? She's in a bad relationship. I want her home. She's been gone for several years. I haven't heard from her. She doesn't communicate with me." And I was just fresh off of a healing service, just fresh off of preaching and praying for several people. And I said, "Don't worry, I'm going to believe with you. Let's pray." So I sent her a gentle prayer. And at the end of the prayer, I just said, "God is moving. Your daughter will knock on the door in just a few days and ask you for permission to come back home. And she's going to leave that relationship. It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon." I put that like that. And I left it. And we believe God was going to do it. Amen. I had an email probably a week later that the daughter came home knocking on her door, believing that her mother wouldn't want her anymore. But when she knocked on the door, the mother received her. She said, "Mom, I'm so sorry. I was wrong all this time. I was wrong all the things that I've done. Please, Mom, forgive me. Please, Mom, receive me back. I just want to just, if I could just live here, and I'll pay your rent, whatever it takes." And Mom just picked her up and held her in her arms and said, "You owe me nothing. I forgive you. I forgive you. I love you." And she goes, "Mom, this man was not good for me. I just woke up one night and said, I got to go home. And my heart was not satisfied till I drove up into this driveway." God cares about your children. God cares about the things that you care about. God cares for you greatly. And I know that he wants us to mix the very word that we preach with faith. You need to mix what I teach with faith. So those are just a few of the miracles that I've seen. And then I mean, it's like night after night, preaching in places, seeing other people here and there. I get so many testimonies, so many great words of people who have just come forward. And I think in Kenya was a blessing when I was there just a couple years back. You know, I think it was 2 years back. Yeah, two summers ago. I was out there with a preacher, probably going to go again this May, this coming May, maybe not. We have some things planned. We'll see if that comes together. But I was in Kenya, and when I was preaching, I did not expect them to have a soccer field full of kids. They're holding soccer tournaments. We funded that. We didn't even know. We funded it because the director seen a need. And one of the ways that we could get to use the stadium at night was if we did a function for the children. And that function included a tournament for them, to bless them, to be a blessing to them, to give them what they need in faith. And as we did that, they asked me to preach to the kids in the morning, before the major finals of the tournament, before the final part of the tournament. So I said, "Sure, I'll preach to them." And I preached my testimony a little bit, mixed it with a lot of humor, and then I told them about Jesus. These kids were brought in from many, many kilometers out, just excited that in the slums. Now, I go to the slums. I don't go to very nice places when I'm traveling in Kenya or in India. And I'm in the slums, and even Peru. I'm in the slums in Mexico as well. And I guess I just go slum preaching anyway. And
These kids were all excited about this tournament. There was no fees or whatever. We fed them. We gave them snacks. We took care of them. And so I preached to them. Do you know 450 kids gave their hearts to Jesus that morning? When I said to the altar call, I said, if you want Jesus, stand. Because they're all sitting down there on the ground. 450 kids stood up. Even the pastors walked by and the teachers walked by and said, if this is for Jesus, if you're not serious, sit down. 450 kids came to the Lord. Now, it's amazing. So about maybe 65 of the kids were from that area, from the actual slums area. So we adopted those 65 kids. My ministry has. And for many months, we supported them for Sunday school. They had no knowledge of the Bible whatsoever. No knowledge of what God was doing in their lives. The only knowledge was getting from what I just taught and what the pastor starts teaching them on Sundays in Sunday school. So every morning at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning, they come in, they do their Bible study for a special service, and then they go and play football, soccer. And every morning there's tea and there's a snack for them. Tea and a snack. That's the best we can do. And we also took 10 of the kids who didn't have any education, and we were able to enroll them into a school and help pay for the school for them as well. It's actually the ministry school that I work with. They could give them education, but they couldn't give them the meals. So we supported them by paying for their meals, just to be clear, and it lets you know what God is doing. So it's an amazing thing to see God move like that. It's amazing when faith is mixed with it. And I've been seeing altar calls and altar calls ever since. I prayed the simple prayer when I prayed, Lord, let them mix what I preach with faith. And I've seen some tremendous altar calls. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. We're going to believe God's going to help us on this last segment and really shake you in faith.
Candace, I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website. Find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we're excited about seeing the things that happened. I'm just going through some of the testimonies right now. I'm just seeing some amazing, amazing miracles that only God can do. Only God could make things happen like this. So we're excited because we're seeing what God's doing, and God is changing people's lives everywhere we go. It is amazing to see that as we preach the word, people come forward and they take the word and they mix it with faith. Things happen. So I guess what I'm saying is you need to mix what I'm telling you right now with faith. Mix it with faith. Believe that God can do it for you. Believe that God can change it for you. Believe that no matter what, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we could imagine. Believe that He is with us everywhere we're going, everything we're doing. Just trust Him. Know that it's done. Know that it's done. Know that it's done. Kenya was amazing. We've seen so many people touched out there. So many people healed, so many people delivered, so many people changed. It was just such an amazing, amazing time, amazing event. And I mean, there's so many things to tell you. Blind people healed, deaf people healed, miracles of money even coming in before the trip. I needed $5,000 before I went on that trip. And I think I put together like $1,500. And then on the last Saturday before I went, someone called me. And I said, Lord, I'm going regardless. You know, I'm going regardless. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do your work. Regardless whether the money's in my account today or it's on Tuesday when I land, I will be there. Guess what? It was Tuesday when I landed. Somebody called on Sunday and had a gift for me, and they donated. And it was a blessing. And it was $3,500 that I needed on the last Saturday before the trip. God blessed and God honored. God took the faith that I mixed with faith. The words that I hear, the words that had been preached to me, I mixed it with faith, and God did something amazing, amazing for me. With the $3,500 to come in, when I landed, I had enough to pay for the sound system and the rest of the stuff that we needed for the ministry trip. And it was It's a blessing. I'm going to tell you what, right now, the walk of faith is amazing. You have to walk it out every day. Every day you tend to grow, and every day you got to keep pushing yourself to continue to stay stable in faith and strong. But don't be discouraged. Don't be tired. Don't be worried. Trust that God is moving you in a bigger way. Trust that God is doing things beyond what you can see. Trust that God is doing and moving in powerful, powerful, amazing, amazing ways. Now, we rented a sound system that probably was too big. It was too big for the little soccer field that we're preaching in. It was not much of a stadium, but it was their stadium in the slums. But it was too big for that system. This thing needed to be like in a huge stadium. This was a small little circuit stadium, and then it wasn't that big. It was more like a municipal park than a soccer stadium. But they called it their stadium, and I respected that. And we put this sound system. Well, guess what? The sound system just carried and carried and carried to the point where anyone that was around it could hear it. Anywhere that was around about 5 kilometers out could hear the actual sermon and hear the praise and worship and hear the prayer for the sick. So this went on for about a week. Well, we started getting testimonies that these people that were sitting in their houses, sitting on their balconies, sitting in their living room, were hearing the word of God, and where they were giving their hearts to Jesus. They were getting healed. Even to this one woman said that she felt something open in her back. And she felt a hand go inside her back. And that hand came out of her back and sewed her back up. And she was never having that back problem again. That is what God does. That is how God does it. That's how God changes it. That's how God makes these things so possible and so powerful. So I'm excited just to see how God moves, excited to see how God does the wondrous, wondrous things. We had one lady that was actually driving in her car, and she was really depressed because the doctors just told her she was no longer going to have eyesight because that was her last prescription for her glasses, and her sight will be gone soon. So she drove, and she heard the songs, and she heard me preach, and then when it came to the prayer time, she pulled up to where we were at. And as she got out of the car, she started walking to the field, and once she crossed the out-of-bounds line, the boundary lines coming into the soccer field, I forget what they're called. Anyway, once she crossed onto the pitch, God healed her eyes right there instantly. No one laid hands on her, just like the lady that had her back opened up and God healed her. No one did anything, but God healed her. God touched her. God moved in a miraculous, miraculous way and changed her. And so instead of going into the prayer line is what she was going there for, she walked into the testimony line to testify. Now, sometimes as I'm praying, I have people testify what God has did. Testify. Why? Well, in India, we found out that we couldn't be as charismatic as we are, as forceful and praying for people as I don't know what you want to call it, but I just call it charismatic. They weren't used to that. But they were all lined up in lines. Everybody lined up in lines. And I would send my team, maybe 4, 5, 6 of us, Indian and Americans and whoever else I had with me, and I would send them out just to tap everybody on their head just a little bit, just one time on their head. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. That's all they're supposed to do. I don't want them standing over anyone for a long time. I don't want them waiting for something to happen. Just pray and come back. 1,000 people took care of like in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Well, when they come back to the stage, I would get the translator with me, and we would talk for a few minutes, and I'd tell them what I wanted to do or her what I wanted her to do. And we would say, has anyone in this service been healed? And, there'd be a little bit of a pause, and then I'd go, if you have, if God touched you, if God did a miracle for you, stand up. And so always a lady would stand up and just pick up her hands and testify. Then another lady, then another. Then some of the men would start standing up. And all of a sudden, everybody's starting to stand up. And the miracles are happening. Because of the testimony. See, the word was preached. It was mixed with faith. But the Bible says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And the testimonies that these people were just so strong and so vast that many, many times they would hear testimony and God will move and God will change things. And God will move and God will change things. So the testimonies that go on during the service is usually part of the bigger picture, is stirring the faith. They hear the word, but sometimes they have to hear someone say, hey, I was healed, for them to reach their healing. Just like we're talking to you right now, I'm telling you about all these wonderful things that happened. But I want you to receive your healing. I want you to receive your deliverance. I want you to receive the things that you need in your life. Maybe you need a financial blessing. we're going to pray. We're going to believe. We're going to trust God to do these things because God is an awesome God. He's able to do for you what he's done for me. He's not a respecter of persons. And Peter tells you that. That God is not a respecter of persons. And if he does it for me, he'll do it for you. So you see these wonderful miracles. And I'll tell you what, India was not an easy place to go to. Not where I go to, man. If I went to Bombay or New Delhi, yeah, I'll get 1 million people. I mean, that's 1% Christian there. Over 1 billion people in India. So you're going to fill up the place with 1 million people easy. Not a problem. But I'm going into Orissa. I'm going to a place where not many people go and have success in. I'm not filling up big stadiums. I'm not filling up big football fields or anything like that. I'm going in small churches and small churches and small churches. I think the biggest crowd we may have had was 500, maybe 1,000. Yeah, maybe 1,000 in the Bhujapati district, maybe 1,000 in there. And 500 for sure, that's probably the biggest crowds that we've seen. But most of the time, we didn't see many crowds at all. Enough to fill a tent, but nothing like massive. But those times in India laid the foundation for what you see today in our healing services. The training that I had out there, the experiences that I had out there, the problems that we had out there, by faith, mixing what I believe God's called me to in the Word by faith, and God did amazing things. Amazing thing. Let's pray. Father, we just pray for everyone right now. We know your anointing's here. We know that your blessing's here. We know that your power is here. And we ask you, God, to touch everyone that is listening right now and watching this video, that they are blessed, that they're watching this television broadcast, that they are blessed, that they are anointed, that they mix what was taught today with faith, that you would change something in their lives, Father, that you would profit something in their lives, Lord. I pray that it's mixed with faith and that, God, you will bring the deliverance of finances, health, and miracles into their life right now. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Well, I agree with you. I believe with you. I trust that God's doing it. And I'll catch you next time on Ignite Your Day. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the show. God bless you.